This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Perhaps some of you will remember when in 1989, Gaynor Young, rising star of the South African stage, fell 18 stories down an unguarded lift shaft at the State Theatre during the performance of Camelot. The incident was both devastating and shocking. Miraculously, Gaynor has courageously rebuilt her life. She has now returned with her powerful and deeply personal new one-woman show, Beauty in the Broken, currently on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. I'm really honoured to have you as my guest, Gaynor. Welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Gaynor, what happened that day? I remember hearing the news and being horrified.
You know what? This is so amazing, Cherise, is that everybody remembers that day. I don't remember that day. But apparently, I was understudying Kate Normanton as Guinevere in Camelot, okay? Kate Normanton fell ill. She lost her voice. So I went on, but I went on without ever having had a technical rehearsal, a dress rehearsal at all. And there was a lift shaft at the back of the stage. And during a blackout, I stepped into this lift shaft and I fell 18 meters to the bottom on the concrete floor below. The doctors, they didn't expect me to live. And when finally they released me from hospital 7 weeks later, they told my parents to put me into an institution. They said, because there's no way that she'll do anything other than lie on her back as she's doing at the moment, staring mindlessly up at the ceiling because my eyes wouldn't shut then. And I was unable to talk. I was unable to walk. I was unable to hear. My hearing had gone. I had no hearing in this ear, in my left ear, and in my right, I had less than 2%, okay? And the whole of my right hand side of my body was totally messed up. And my parents said, no way are we going to leave her in an institution. She's coming home with us to George. And literally about a month later, Mum's got going with the therapy. Okay, I had speech therapy, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and psychotherapy. Okay, and through all of the therapy and through my parents and my mother, who was the most determined woman, and I managed to beat back the doctor's prognostication of what I would become. And now I live in George. I live in my own flat in George. I go walking with my friends every morning. We go walking in the botanical gardens, and we walk for, it's a kilometer and a three quarters every morning. We take our dogs with us and they run free. Yes, I'm spastic down the right-hand side. Yes, I've only got 40% vision. Ah, but my ears. Let me tell you about my ears. Can I do that?
Please.
Because for 18 years, I heard nothing. So how I told what people were saying is I used to put my hand under their chin, and I used to feel the vibration of their voice. Mm. And this helped me understand. But sitting around the Christmas table was totally useless because I couldn't understand what people were saying. And Jenny Perrault, my audiologist, finally said to me, Gaynor, the little amount of hearing that you have less is disappearing fast. And in fact, she said, in about 6 months' time, you'll have nothing left. And she said, I think there's only one thing left to try on you, a cochlear implant. She said, why we haven't done that before is because we don't know what your brain is doing, okay, what's damaged. So she said, we could well try it, and it might fail, and you will be left with nothing. And I remember looking at Mum's and Dad, who was sitting there in Jenny's room. And we all nodded our heads, and I had the cochlear implant. And I had it just on the one side, on my right-hand side. And it worked. Wow. And the unbelievable joy of being able to understand what people were saying to me again, and sitting and chatting to my sister when I was switched on that day. We instantly went home to Liz's house, my sister's house, and I sat there and I chatted with her. I hadn't chatted to her for 18 years, and then I just sat chatting and forget about those days of switching off in company. I know this was much too interesting, you know. Wow. So that
Gaynor, how old were you?
I was 28 when I had my accident. So this was 35 years ago. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, your love for the theatre is evident. And the fact that you write, and the fact that you're doing this show at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, is testimony to that love and that determination to get back on the stage.
Yeah. Do you know what? Marilyn von Renen, she was the person who looked at me firstly and said to me, Gaynor, I reckon that you can still perform, not act, but still perform. So she put me on stage first in my first show, which was my Plunge to Fame. And that just took off around the whole of South Africa. I performed it everywhere. And after my Plunge to Fame, Marilyn said to me, gosh, Gaynor, this is fantastic. Now, I think we must do another one. So we did Gaynor Rising, which is another
I love one. The puns. I love the puns. I love the humor behind it.
And yeah.
It's also testimony to something that you can use that.
Yeah. And now, as you say, the names are all indicative of me.
So now you've got your show at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, and it's Beauty in the Broken.
Yeah, Beauty in the Broken. Now, Beauty in the Broken is because I was broken, okay, but Mum's. She never ever saw the brokenness. She always saw the beauty in me. Mm. And she taught me to look for the beauty in others and in the world around me. So that now, what is so amazing is the fact that we'll be driving along and I will be with my best friend B. And I will say to her, oh, look at that amazing tree stump. And she'll say, where? And I'll say, there. And I said, it looks just like an eagle. And she'll say, Gaynor, I've never ever noticed that tree stump. I've always gone past it every. But for her, for me rather, now things mean so much because I can see so little. Things mean so much what I can see. My hearing, being suddenly given these cochlear implants, which enable me to hear, that is the most wonderful and beautiful thing.
So, Gaynor, people going to see the show, what can they expect?
They can expect a show where it will be me. I just touch on my accident. For those people who don't know, I just touch on my accident. But there's so much more to tell. I've got a hilarious story about going to Wales. I've got my cochlear implant story. I've got a mass of wonderful stories to tell. So they must come to come and see this show, because I think that they will leave feeling richer in themselves, because what I point out are things that maybe they might have not noticed before, and now they will notice because it's been pointed out to them.
Well, it sounds absolutely inspirational. Thank you so much for coming in and telling your story. And so those details. So this show is on at the Sandton Theatre on the Square.
Beauty in the Broken.
Beauty in the Broken. Really, it's... I'm sure it'll be absolutely inspirational because I have really enjoyed talking to you. And
are you coming?
I'm definitely coming. And it's if you want to get those tickets, you can do so at WebTicket, or you can phone the theatre.
Yeah, or phone the theatre. That's right, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. That's Gaynor Young, and she is on a one-woman show at the Sandton Theatre on the Square, and it is Beauty in the Broken. Just before we go to our break,